about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. You know, I always get upset when people start harassing a church, and it looks like now a church is being harassed by Occupy Wall Street. Some of the New York protesters who were evicted from Zuccotti Park and Lower Manhattan had actually demonstrated near Trinity Church. I believe it's an Episcopal church about a block away from the New York Stock Exchange. Well, the church has a little gravel area next to it, near Canal Street and the Avenue of the Americas, right? And I guess the Occupy protesters want to use that as an alternate campsite and organizing hub. Now, however, I believe one of the, I think Reverend James Cooper, you know, had declined. He said, look, you know, we, you know, have supported protesters. We've given sympathy, meeting spaces, rest areas, pastoral services, electricity, bathrooms, blankets, hot chocolate. Just this, you know, the lot, the church's lot is not an appropriate site for protesters. So they're starting to harass them. They've threatened to pull down the fence because they have no other place to go. I believe they brought a nativity scene to the main entrance of the church saying, quote unquote, there was no room for them in the inn. Trinity has plenty of room. And, you know, I'm looking at this. I'm like, leave the church alone. It's Christmas time. They need to do what they're doing. Obviously, these Occupy protesters have no other place to go to, you know, cause their mayhem and destruction. Why are they being destructive? That's my problem. All right. You know, assembly and, you know, defending your freedom of speech, I'm for. But now you're harassing the church. Leave the church alone. It's Christmas time. They got things to do. They have to be there to help homeless. You know, I mean, these protesters, they got nothing better to do. They're not working, and they just day after day after day just find places to harass, and they like to disrupt business. Right? Now you're going to threaten to vandalize a church so you have a place to, you know, to put up your tents? Go home. Leave the church alone and go home. So I don't know. I mean, good for the reverend to, you know, stand his ground. It's just I'm just really frustrated, you know, especially, like I said, when they tried to compare themselves to the Tea Party movement. I mean, I don't remember any of this going on. It was peaceable assembly, right? Business as usual. People got to go to work if they wanted to go to work. You know, I believe maybe there was a detour for a couple hours, you know, where they had to detour around a couple streets, but that was it. No vandalism, no mayhem, nobody got in shot, no drugs. I mean, you know, there's peaceful assembly, and then there's quote-unquote peaceful assembly. And peaceful assembly does not mean you can vandalize a church. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your email's at drdahlia.com. Please, of course, follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. So what's this? I heard about this free pot giveaway. It looks like a California marijuana dispensary in Orangevale, California, gave out free pot. They say more than 100 lined up early Friday for an unusual giveaway. Free pot and plenty of munchies to help with the aftermath. As pleased as they were with the gift, they were also sad that their pot shop was going out of business. All right. Apparently, Daryl Kaufman, is this the person that owns it? I'm trying to look. Oh, I guess because they have to close down. They opened their doors for the last time at 10 a.m. They say, I know you're all sad, but everyone should have a smile because it's free stuff. It's going to go down like a Bob Marley concert. I'm feeling it. The Medical Marijuana Cooperative, which owns the pot, is located 20 miles east of Sacramento and is among dozens of dispensaries that are closing after the state's four U.S. attorneys announced in October that they were cracking down on cultivation and retail sales. So they just gave away the pot. Oh, that must have been a happy day for people. Wow. Prosecutors also discouraged cities and counties that had started licensing smoking and texting marijuana shops. This month, Sacramento County supervisors passed a zoning amendment that makes it clear that the shops are no longer permitted. I mean, here's the thing. I know there's cancer survivors. I know there's glaucoma patients. I know there's people with anorexia or lack of appetite that benefit from marijuana. We've talked about marijuana a lot on the show. Yes, I believe there are some medicinal benefits, but I mean, those are very rare and far and few between. You know, I mean, we have thousands, maybe millions of people that want to smoke pot. And we are very concerned about the, you know, safety records of driving, operating machinery, et cetera. I mean, you think alcohol confuses people and, you know, slows people's reflexes. So does marijuana. So, yes, there are issues. However, as a doctor, my patients that say they smoke pot and admit it to me, amazingly so, are on very few medications. My pot smokers, come to think of it, they really aren't on high blood pressure medications. They aren't on antidepressants. They don't really come in for headache medications. You know, they do have memory issues. Okay, they do have lung issues, some asthma issues. But for the most part, no. They aren't on, I don't even think I have a diabetic who smokes pot. Now, I'm not saying marijuana prevents diabetes or prevents blood pressure, etc. But I am saying, if I was looking logically, yes, there may be some medicinal benefits to marijuana. I'm going to agree with that. It's just, what do we do about the people that want to take advantage? Okay, I mean, and selling it to kids and getting kids. You know, and now, you know, we've been talking about these synthetic marijuanas. Children are dying from this stuff, these synthetic marijuanas. So, you know, I'm torn with the whole legalization of marijuana issue. I'm really torn because here in the city, three or four teenagers were killed on a highway because they were doing community service. Don't ask why they were doing community service on a highway. That was stupid to begin with. But a teenager who was under the influence of pot ran into all of them and killed him. So this really hits home with us because we know that marijuana impairs your driving. So we've had children die because of this. But, yes, there are some medicinal benefits. And if they could figure out how to allow people the medicinal benefits without them getting high, maybe we got something. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. You can follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you want the Dr. Dahlia playing in your city, please call your news talk station or email them to bring Dr. Dahlia to your local station, and Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. We got Donovan on the dials today. We've had a great couple hours. Still more of a great show to come. So it looks like Mitt Romney got a key endorsement today from South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Apparently she is endorsing Romney because, quote unquote, he's the one person President Obama go after over and over. That's not a full. All right. They didn't put the full quote. I doubt she didn't add a verb or an adverb in there, but so far so good. All right. Apparently, Mitt Romney is falling in the polls in South Carolina. Newt Gingrich has a huge lead. So they're hoping, the Governor Haley's endorsement would help. See part of the, Republican primary debate yesterday. I didn't see all of it because I was on air when it was going on. I remember Ron Paul kind of shocked a lot of people with his Iran stance. That's the only part I saw. Again, I didn't see anything on health care. And I haven't TiVo'd through the whole thing, but I'm assuming, again, nobody talked about health care. I don't know really what else they talked about that was more media-worthy than, of course, apparently how they would deal with Iran if Iran had a nuclear bomb. And I know that Bachman and Paul, exchanged
words. And I think everybody looked good. I think Gingrich had a red tie. Rick Perry had a red tie, very commanding. Santorum, I like what he has to say. You know, he has a lot of good things to say, but he wore a striped tie, not good in a debate. You know, you don't really want to wear striped colors. You want to wear solid colors in a debate standout. Striped is more of a weaker type of pattern, especially for people that don't like stripes. But a nice, solid color. Blue ties are nice, but red is a more dominant color, so that's all I got. But no, unfortunately, I don't have much more to say on the debate because, again, they didn't really cover what I expected them to cover, and I still haven't seen the whole thing. Okay. All right. I know. I got to tell you, I mean, it ain't over till it's over. I am just blown away by the whole psychology of debates and polls and, you know, I mean, remember it was Rick Perry and Mitt Romney. They were neck and neck. And then something happened with the Dream Act, similar Dream Act measure Rick Perry had with his universities, and they made a huge deal about it in the news, and then he just dropped in the polls considerably. And then Herman Cain snuck up. Herman Cain started to beat Romney, and then the sex scandals had come out in the affair. He goes down, and now it's Newt. It just blows my mind, this going back and forth. I mean, remember Giuliani was ahead in the presidential primary a few years back with the and then of course McCain ended up getting the nomination. You know, they really need to do voter psychology. Now, of course, I think a lot of it is, you know, based on how the media portrays things. You know, you hear people say Herman Cain is in the lead. Herman Cain's the one to watch. All of a sudden, people are like, okay, well, they didn't know Herman Cain. They didn't know. You know, same thing with Rick Perry. You know, there was Rick Perry, Mitt Romney. Rick Perry looked like a strong, you know, conservative Texan. People like that. Then he made a couple, you know, fumbles, and then he's gone. It's amazing how there's so much control that the media has on voter portrayal of these politicians. And it's going to be a lot more interesting to see if some of the media has been holding back on Gingrich and Romney until the primary's over, and then whichever one of them ends up taking over, it could be Bachman, who knows, then are they going to rip on him? I mean, are there going to be anti-Mormon television shows, you know, describing the history of Mormonism? Are there going to be anti-adultery? I mean, what are they going to do? What are they planning? They're planning something. You know, you know they're planning something. You know, they haven't, you know, the liberal media hasn't, you know, shown us all their weapons, right, and all their tricks in their bag, all right? I think they have been, you know, from what I understood, the media really wants Romney. They keep saying Romney would be the one to beat Obama, so you don't want Newt Gingrich because he wouldn't win against Obama. And you're like, why are they telling us this? Okay, why do they really want Mitt Romney to be the one? Just like with McCain, maybe it's because they're more moderate. Yeah, maybe they want more moderate, or maybe they have something and they are ready to unleash everything they can after the primary. I don't know. Honestly, Romney's faith, I think, has no bearing. I love, you know, the church, you know, LDS, and, you know, I think they have good values. I don't see why that would have any bearing running the country, you know, but you don't know. Maybe there's something that they're planning that they want to, I don't know. But it's just interesting to see the manipulation. We talk about manipulation on the show a lot, and we'll see where it goes. I just want this all to end because we got a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do, especially with Obamacare. You know, they were talking about how now 26 million young Americans have health insurance now, and that's good. You know, I prefer people have health insurance and not have health insurance. You know, true, they're now paying into the system. We need the healthy people, you know, and if Obama tricked them by saying, you know, oh, look, this is, you know, part of the Health Care Act, this is how we're going to protect you. You know, you could stay on your mom's and dad's insurance. They're happy. I don't know how happy mom and dad are. You know, maybe they are if the kid is sickly. If the kid isn't sickly, they're like grumbling because they have to pay for their kids, you know, premiums. But, you know, now there's 26 million voters, right, that probably are going to give their vote to the current administration. Yeah, I mean, it's all politics, right? But in order for health care to succeed, especially Obamacare, you need non-sick people paying into the system. Non-sick people have to pay for the sick. All right. Remember, there was going to be this one. Oh, what was it? There was supposed to be a part of the Obamacare health care plan such that there was a disability benefits package. and they realized that only sick people were going to pay into it. There weren't enough healthy people that wanted to pay into it. You see, you know, it's very hard. Everybody says, oh, yeah, health care for all. But when you really ask a lot of these young, healthy people, are you going to pay? They're like, oh, no, 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 make the rich pay. That's what this whole Occupy protest is. Okay? You know, many of these people realize, okay, we're young, we're healthy, we're going to have to foot the bill. And instead, they're like, okay, well, let's just make the rich foot the bill. No, I mean, if you all want socialized medicine, if the lefties, if the liberals want socialized medicine, that means you pay. I understand that a third of our country isn't paying taxes, but that's going to have to be fixed if everybody's supposed to get health care. All right, the one thing we learned with Obamacare passing and employers is whatever employer you thought was making $250,000 and was wealthy ain't making it anymore, okay? People making over $250,000 are now far less than it was 3 years ago. People who had money don't have money anymore. So already people's idea of rich doesn't exist anymore. And an employer that has, let's say, $250,000 or more than 20 employees, right, may still be month to month. And we learned that. And how did we learn that? Because these employers didn't hire any more people. Or they fired many of their staff. I'm going to tell you, most of the companies that had about 20, 25 employees, I have now seen down to 10, 12. So hopefully they get out of the fine, and hopefully they're able to save of water. So the 20 on up employee business, however many the government was planning on, they could probably look at maybe a quarter or a third already being dropped overnight. So somebody's got to pay it to the system. And it's got to be the young, healthy people. And if the young, healthy people don't want to do it and they want to put it on the rich, all right, I don't know how much that's going to work. I don't know how successful that's going to be. Obviously, it's not that successful. Now, it looks like today, Senate leaders have agreed on a two-month extension of the payroll tax cut. And might I just add, this whole government shutdown stuff that we hear about every few months is really getting on my nerves. Senate leaders say on Friday night, that happened today, that they had reached a deal that would extend a payroll tax cut for 2 months, falling far short of the year-long extension they had been seeking. Of course, they want to go home for Christmas. Right? Obama said nobody gets to go home for Christmas, so they figure this out. So, yeah, they'll scrape something together. See, now they could agree. The agreement would also speed the decision process for the construction of an oil pipeline from Canada to the Gulf Coast, a provision necessary to win over Republicans who opposed the tax break. A senior administration, I thought the Republicans also wanted the payroll tax cut, too. You see, they make it look like, all right. Senior administration officials said the deal announced Friday night met the test that President Obama had set out, that Congress would not go home without preventing a tax increase on 160 million Americans. However, rank and file members of the House, they said on Friday that they were opposed to a short-term extension. Well, of course, we need something longer. Approval in that chamber, even with the provision of the Keystone XL pipeline, is no sure thing. Now, this is just going to go on and on. Now, they say the agreement is supposed to be voted on tomorrow by the Senate. All right, and it would allow jobless workers to continue receiving unemployment insurance benefits as permitted by current law for 2 months. All right, so again, just a bandage on a gaping wound. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Right. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. How many of you contact lens wearers really take care of your contact lenses properly? Well, apparently a new study thinks you all ain't. Okay. A new study in the Journal of Optometry and Vision Science shows that just 2% of contact lens wearers actually follow all the rules when it comes to contact lens hygiene, while more than 80% of people believe that they're actually doing it right. Now, they say the biggest no-nos are showering, swimming, and sleeping with their contact lenses. I slept with my, I slept when I was on, when I was doing my 36-hour shifts. That was hard because I would, you know, sleep like 15-minute cat naps. But I would shower with my contact lenses. So I guess I'm just as guilty. I don't wear contacts anymore. I had LASIK. So I'm probably just as guilty. All right. So they say the biggest no-nos is showering, swimming, and sleeping with our contact lenses. This is reported by NPR. And using our contacts longer than we should before starting a fresh pair. I did that because they were expensive, and I didn't have the money. So, yeah, I made them last. Other contact lens sins include topping off the solution of the contact lens case instead of using fresh solution each day. Okay, now that's stupid. Okay, contact lens solution is cheap. Okay, you can wash them out, please. Or rarely
replacing the lens case. This is particularly common, they say, with lenses approved for two-week use. People often use them for 3 weeks or even a month, which can cause problems. They say 72% of the survey contact lens wearers said they have experienced discomfort from their lenses, and 47% reported having had an infection. Now, remember, you could get an infection. If you get an infection, you could go blind. Okay, contact lens infections could be very, very serious. You could also get ulcerations and abscesses of the cornea, and that can make you go blind. Serious stuff. So, you know, I know we joke about it, but it really is serious. Mild problems, conjunctivitis, kind of like a lot of people also, they'll get pink eye or they'll get conjunctivitis, and you're supposed to throw out the contact lens. And people don't. They save them. Again, money issues, all right? They say there's acantha amoeba, Pseudomonas, and E. coli. That can actually also cause you to go blind. Pseudomonas ulcers can make you go blind. We see amoeba infections from people showering in their contacts and going swimming in the lakes. We're going to quickly recap on an amoeba story also. So what are you supposed to do? Always use soap and water to wash your hands. Obviously, wash your hands before you touch your eyes. Make sure your hands are dried with a lint-free towel before handling lenses. Try to avoid contact between your lenses and water. Example, remove lenses before going swimming. Don't rinse or store lenses in just water, whether tap or sterile. You need to use the contact lens solution. Never wet your lenses with your saliva. That is disgusting, people. Saline solution and rewetting drops are not meant to disinfect your contact lenses. It has to be contact lens solution. Discard your old lenses and start a new pair when you are supposed to, based on the schedule that your eye doctor gives you. Properly clean and store your contact lenses. Rub your lenses with your fingers and then rinse them with solution when cleaning your lenses, even if you have a no-rub solution. Rinse your contact lens case with solution and not water. Allow the case to air dry so you don't get any fungus stuff. And then please replace the contact lens case every 3 months. This was given to us by the Huffington Post Healthy Living. That was good. That was actually really good. I agree with a lot of what they said. You know, yeah, I know a lot of us. We do. We do screw up. Really quickly, the amoeba story we had was two Louisiana people now have died from the Nigleria fowleri. I can't pronounce it. N. fowleri. I had it in front of me. I'm doing this all by memory here. Two people had died. If you remember, three people died a while back when it was summer because they were swimming in lakes, warm freshwater areas, kicked the amoeba up from the floor of the lake, and then it went into their nose, went up into their brain, etc. And so with these amoeba infections, in these last two cases in Louisiana, they were using neti pots. Now, we use neti pots to flush out our sinuses all the time. Well, they use tap water. And unfortunately, the tap water was contaminated with these amoeba. And unfortunately, both patients died. Symptoms would be confusion, seizures, loss of balance. Usually, people die within 1 to 12 days, unfortunately, of an amoeba infection. And so, you know, it's rare because people swim in freshwater lakes and warm water all the time. It's rare. But maybe with our neti pots, we should use distilled water. All right. I would maybe recommend distilled water. Talk to your sinus doctor or your family doctor. All right. Before your neti pot. Again, this is a rare, rare case. There was two people in Louisiana, so you wonder what's going on with their tap water, but still. Also, a South Carolina woman has been afflicted with rabies. We don't know what her status is, but apparently she was bit by a bat that flew into her home a few months ago. We've talked about rabies a lot on the show. Causes neurological deficits, seizures, convulsions, coma, death. You could get it from dogs, cats that are not vaccinated, ferrets, although in South Carolina there's a law mandated that they're all vaccinated. And, of course, bats and raccoons and skunks and foxes. South Carolina hasn't had a rabies case for 50 years. Two people had rabies back in the 50s, one from a fox and one from a dog bite. So, again, we don't know too much more about what's going on with her. But, again, just, you know, if a bat comes into your house, I would, you know, run like a bat. Okay. All right. What's this? Worker lost three fingers in an industrial accident, has replaced them with two bionic digits and a toe. All right. Apparently, this was a horrible accident, which now he has bionic digits and his big toe. Remember we had somebody who had a big toe attached to his hand last week? Yeah. Looks like, again, people, they're just really into toes on hands, I guess. Freaks me out. Packager Mikhail Tkach, 32 years old, severed his fingers when they got stuck between two feed rollers in a machine at a printing plant. Doctors were unable to save the mangled digits, of course, so he was unable to work. But he had been given a new lease of life, they said, with new prosthetic eye limb fingers. Eye limb, I wonder if that's like iPad. Which use cutting-edge technology and force-sensing resistors to grip and hold objects. I'm looking at them. It looks pretty cool. It really looks cool. His big toe was grafted onto his hand to replace the third finger. Oh, my God, I'm looking at it. It is a toe, isn't it? All right, he said, I was truly overwhelmed the first time I heard about the iLimb digits, and to now have two new bionic fingers that actually respond and move is amazing. Whew, accident happened back in 2007. Of course, now they're looking at the roller machine, etc. They were fined, the company was fined $2,500 in order to pay some costs. But wow, amazing. Patient, of course, took his own legal action against the company. That's how he was able to get money to get the two prosthetic fingers. The iLimb digits from Touch Bionics are controlled using electrical force sensing resistors. Electrodes, they say, within the bionic fingers reach signals given by the muscles in the wearer's remaining limb, enabling those digits to move independently. That is just way cool. Way, way cool. It amazes me what they could do. I mean, amputations are huge, especially for our veterans. Just absolutely huge. And so I just love the fact that they could do that. I mean, I don't know if I'd want a toe. Still worried about that, but I do like the idea. I do like the idea of bionic digits. All right, also in the news today, World Trade Center first responders more likely to have asthma, of course, and lung issues. This isn't new to us, but what's kind of new is we're seeing it. Here we are 10 years later, and they say 6.3% of World Trade Center first responders reported asthma symptoms or attacks in the prior year, compared to 3.7% of the U.S. population. And there has been a surge in 12-month asthma rates among World Trade Center responders from 2000 to 2005. Back in September 11, year 2001, before the buildings collapsed, you could see footage of the dust. Then when one building collapsed, you saw people who were able to get out of the building before it collapsed covered in dust. And, of course, they're just in shock. They're just, I mean, they're stumbling. They're just in a fog. They couldn't even be interviewed by the media, and I don't blame them. In shock, but completely covered in dust. I mean, we're talking thick, inch-thick dust. And so, of course, the first responders that went in, to save people, breathe this in. I mean, even with masks, it wasn't good enough. And many people jumped in without the masks. Of course, they weren't ready. And, and God bless them for doing so. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun Ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A Sun Oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun Ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, your emails at drdahlia.com. So, you know, I guess some people are freaking out about this whole Facebook timeline thing. You know, I mean, social media is huge. It's pervaded our lives whether we want it or not. And from what I understand, what the Facebook timeline is supposed to do is it's supposed to scroll back to previous years such that people know what they were saying and what they were doing back in the past. Now, some of you that are, you know, pretty wily and smart when it comes to Facebook and Twitter, I'm not that good with it. You know, I post, and that's about all I know how to do is post. You know, I remember seeing in the corner they would show a post that I made back in 2009, and I thought it was cool. You know, because it brought you back to your life 2 years ago. You know, and I think, like, when Obamacare got passed, I was, like, throwing a fit. You know, I think, go back. Hey, I don't think much
just changed. That's why I didn't recognize it as an old quote. I thought I had made that this year. But yeah, I mean, you know, it took you back a couple years ago. And, it's kind of nice to see how you're feeling. However, many people are very, very concerned about privacy. All right. Because, of course, let's say you were dating somebody else, but for you added a friend. You know, maybe you were mad at your mom and you said something about your mom, you know, and now your mom is on Facebook. You know, so they say right now, there's supposed to be a 7-day review period. Once upgraded, Facebook users will be able to work through their timeline, get things ready before it goes public. During the 7-day review period, they say the Facebook user will be able to publish it at any time. If he or she chooses to wait, it will automatically go live after the week is up. Okay, that's why people are having a problem with this. All right. Again, you know, when you have stuff from the past that you don't want to bring up, that could be an issue. They say, of course, you could put a new cover photo, which stretches across the page's width. So I think it's kind of like how Twitter, you could do that with Twitter. No new information is being shared, they say. They say it's bringing up old posts, but they have been on Facebook anyway. So it's not like any of your other private issues are supposed to come up, they say. They say your privacy settings on your old posts will still remain. So people you didn't want seeing your old posts back then shouldn't see it now. They say the post can actually be expanded. So they say timeline already tries to guess which of your posts will be the most interesting and makes those viewable. God, that's scary. Weird. Artificial intelligence. They say it could try and guess here by how many likes or comments a post has received. If there is a post that should be expanded and is not, like a new job or college graduation, you could then expand it. They see the activity log is the best place to edit a timeline. So it looks like you will be able to edit it for your eyes only. There is going to be a way to stop the timeline from being seen by other people. And then you could add other life events, like say I finally get my hysterectomy, which I've been dying to do. I'll put that on there. And then they said, you know, timeline will go live for everybody on Facebook, whether or not the user has taken the time to prune it. So be proactive and make sure people will see what they want people to see. It makes me mad. I hate the idea they give us 7 days to get our acts together. You know, I only go on my Facebook fan page daily so that I can give you guys news updates that I guess it automatically goes with LinkedIn and Twitter. But I don't go on my Facebook. I don't have time. No, I'm not going to get this done in a week. I mean, you know, they say study for a test, right? You're going to have a pop quiz in a week. Now I feel all that pressure. All right. Another thing that's pressuring some restaurants and people is apparently they found that half of all orange juice in restaurants may have salmonella. Now, this was a study coming out of Spain where what they did is they analyzed 190 batches of juice from cafes and restaurants, and they found 43% had unacceptable levels of Enterobacter, which is bacteria, usually including salmonella and E. coli. You get that from oral fecal contamination. So you could tell this probably really sickens a lot of people. They also found 1 in 10 samples contain unacceptable levels of mesophilic bacteria, which thrives at room temperature. I think what happens is staff squeeze a large amount of juice at one time, leave it in jugs where it heats up, and then bacteria thrive because it's not sitting there in the fridge. You're supposed to refrigerate orange juice. More than 80% of juice kept in metal jugs contained unacceptable levels, they said, of the Enterobacter, compared to 1/5 of the samples served freshly squeezed into a glass. So if they actually squeezed the juice right then and there into the glass, it was healthier than having the pre-squeezed juice. See, in America, don't they buy just Tropicana or Minute Maid, right? They say freshly squeezed. Well, I hope some restaurants do freshly squeezed. Anyway, they said we found that some juices were kept in metal jugs, presented unacceptable levels of Enterobacter in 81% of the cases and 13% of the cases with regard to mesophilic aerobic bacteria. Oh, no, not the mesophilic. They say juicers and juicing machines have a large surface area and lots of holes and cavities. This promotes microbial contamination, which is picked up by the juice, and then it is being given to the consumer. Oh, that's nasty. Just absolutely nasty. All right, well, that's what's going on there. Okay, I know. I mean, you know, I thought the acid, you know, from the juice. All right, well, speaking of nasty, looks like Mike McCreary took the stand today in the Sandusky trial. And if you remember, Jerry Sandusky has allegedly assaulted at least 10 boys. And Mike McCreary, back in 2002, had been bringing in some tennis shoes or something back into the locker room. And saw Sandusky with the boy up against the wall, hands up, Sandusky with his hands around his waist. Just horrible sight. He doesn't know if he actually saw any intercourse, but it was enough for him to get nervous. And then he went and talked to Paterno. Paterno, who was head coach of Penn State. McQuarrie said he sat at Paterno's kitchen table and told him what he had seen. Paterno's assistant, Sandusky was Paterno's assistant for 32 years, and then he told him that there was some issues with him and a naked boy. Paterno, he said, slumped back in his chair and said, well, I'm sorry to see that. It's terrible. I need to think and tell some people about what you saw, and I'll let you know what we'll do next. And then Paterno had reported McQuarrie's account to two Penn State officials, Tim Curley, University Athletic Director, and Gary Schultz, University official, whose duties include overseeing campus police. But they said Paterno's failure to act more aggressively, going straight to police, caused him to lose his job and now possibly up on charges. Paterno was fired after 61 years of being a Penn State. Crazy. Just absolutely crazy. So anyway, we're going to hear more and more of the testimony. Again, remember, Sandusky's defense is going to try and say that Sandusky was teaching hygiene to these students. Okay, I don't know how. I really don't know how these people could sit through the courtroom without vomiting. Just crazy. All right, so another study came out today looking at spouses' reaction to pain management of the first spouse. Apparently, we've been looking at studies where if one person hurts, your spouse or loved one feels the pain as well, etc. Yet now they're finding that chronic pain can hinder communication between spouses, which in turn, they say, can impair the affected partner's ability to cope with the pain. So they find that people with chronic pain, if the spouse starts to be very indifferent to it, or says, come on, you're blowing it out of proportion, or is tired of hearing it, or doesn't want to hear it because they don't want to start feeling pain. You're like somebody that has a migraine. I'll sometimes start feeling a migraine. You know, so a lot of times, you know, you don't want to hear it. You know, you just kind of want to isolate because you don't want to be dealing with your own issues. Well, when that happens, it makes it harder, of course, for the first person. Researchers found that husbands with pain were more likely to respond negatively to invalidation from their spouse. The finding that men, either as a spouse with or without pain, seemed to be more sensitive to their partner's responses surprised researchers because they thought women would be more likely to experience greater pain, distress, and depression if their spouse had some invalidating remarks. All right, so they say maybe pain is more disruptive to a husband's traditional roles because he's a family provider, et cetera. But, you know, chronic pain really affects a lot of the family dynamic, and we forget that. We do. You know, there's depression in the family. You know, they don't want to go out. They don't want to do things. We've actually seen it in our own family where one family member now is in a wheelchair, and, you know, it kind of puts a damper on the rest of the family's activities. And, of course, you know, you want to be there for that person, but it psychologically drains people. And it's difficult because people with chronic pain, you feel for them. But when you don't have full support from the family, it hurts them too. So maybe we'll talk about this more on the next show, maybe not. But anyway, great show, guys. You have a great night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.